the living room?
Steve Urkel was coming over. He's paying me to get him in shape.
Is there any reason you couldn't do this in your bedroom?
Yeah. You told me never let him upstairs.
Good point.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Steve.
I appreciate your taking the time to pump me up.
No sweat, bud. Look, why don't we warm up? You ready? Watch me. One, two, two, one, two, two. That's enough. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
This is great, Eddie. I feel a pump coming on. Notice the difference?
Yeah, it's scary. Why don't we just go straight to some bench pressing? Lie down. The other way. Okay, now grip the bar and do three sets of five. Go.
Boy, this is easy.
I'll be right back.
Eddie? Yo, Eddie?
Steve, what are you doing?
I'm sculpting my body for you, my love.
How much weight do you have there? Pretty good.
Eddie, Laura, Beauty, anybody?
It's a rare condition. On the newspaper page, love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting at every scene.
Possessed you boys to bring a timber wolf into the house.
We got the idea from you, Dad, remember? You told us how you once kidnapped your rival school's mascot.
Yes, son, but that was in the 60s. I did it for peace.
Hi, everybody. Boy, what a day. The most incredible thing happened to me today.
Carl, hush, we're trying to watch the Buddy Goodrich show.
The Buddy Goodrich show? Mama, you'd rather watch TV than talk to me?
Well, he's only on once a week. You hear every day.
Well, I just thought you'd like to hear about my day.
See, you made me miss a big joke.
So this is the top TV show. A sitcom about a rich black man who adopts two white orphans.
They're adopted. Oh, now I get it.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Mwah. How was your date?
Unbelievable.
Really? Tell us about it.
Well, it's nice to see that not everyone is in love with the Buddy Goodrich show.
Did that start already? Shoot.
Don't worry, honey. I'll take you over Buddy Goodrich any day.
Go ahead.
She was planning to make egg. Duck with an orange.
I didn't know he was gonna eat the duck.
That Mickey is a riot. Scoot over. What a great dad. He's not real. We don't just watch this show for the laughs. There's also a lesson every week.
And what was tonight's lesson?
Well, Buddy showed us that when kids mess up, parents should think back and see how it's really their fault.
Like the time you threw the football through the living room window. That was my fault.
Hey, who gave me the football?
Harriet, you think the kids might like me better if I dress more Ivy League like Buddy Goodrich?
Carl, you're not Ivy League. You're Bowling League. But don't worry. The kids know you're a great father. We all do.
Thanks, Harriet.
Well, I believe I'll have me a shot of mineral oil and then hit the sack. I'll get it for you, Mother Winslow. By the way, Carl, did you get good seats for the Buddy Goodrich one-man show?
No, Mama. I didn't get any tickets at all. I've been too busy.
With what?
Oh, nothing much. Just robberies, high-speed chases, shootouts.
Well, what about your lunch hour, honey?
Okay, Mama. I'll pick up the tickets tomorrow.
And, Carl, spring for some decent seats this time.
Yeah, when you took us to see the Gladys Knight show, we sat so far back, I couldn't even see the pits.
Excuse me, I was on my way to the box office and I noticed a black convertible parked in a handicapped spot. You know whose car it is?
Yeah, that's Buddy Goodrich's car.
Really? That's his car?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Listen, I'm pressed for time, so would you mind telling him to move it?
I'm on a break. Sorry. That's his dressing room right over there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Can I help you, officer?
Sorry to bother you, but Mr. Goodrich's car is parked in a handicapped spot. I'd appreciate somebody moving it.
Of course. Let me just get the keys.
Hey, Jack. Wow. You're Buddy Goodrich. My family watches you every week. They think you're the greatest.
I know.
Gee, you're much taller on TV.
That's because on the show, I'm always standing next to those little runt orphans.
That is good. I can't believe this. Listen, Mr. Goodrich, after you move the car, can I get your autograph for my kids?
Nobody moves the car. It stays where it is. You got that? Officer Chubbo?
You are one funny guy. And actually, that'd be Sergeant Chubbo. But seriously, Mr. Goodrich, the car has to be moved.
So this is the thanks I get for doing a charity gig. I don't need this. You know, I'm a big star. Well, fine. Then have your assistant move the car. Oh, you don't get it. That handicap space is right by the stage door. So, when I finish the show, I can get out of this dump as fast as possible. Capiche?
Listen, Mr. Goodrich, if you don't move the car, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket and have you towed away.
You are going to do what?
You heard me.
Look, you don't seem to understand. I'm not moving the car, and you are not giving me a ticket. Am I getting through?
You know, Mr. Goodrich, you ought not shove a police officer.
Oh, that was just tapping. This is shoving.
Now, you did that again.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it.
I'm not going to tell you anymore.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No.
Then you're going to hate this.
Oh, Mr. Goodrich, you are under arrest for assaulting a police officer. You have the right to remain silent.
You know, that was really dumb. You are one first-class idiot.
Oh, really? Well, if I'm so dumb, how come you're the one wearing the cuffs? You have the right to an attorney. You have one present.
I Windy City's number one newscast. The award-winning Roberto Alvarez.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad you're all home. I got something to tell you.
Not now, Kyle. We're watching the news.
Did you hear? Some wacko cop arrested Buddy Goodrich.
Well, I'd like to talk to you about that. You see what happened?
Quiet, Carl. Night's performance.
No. I'm still performing tomorrow night. Of course, after the way I was roughed up, the next time I come to town, I'll remember to bring a stuntman.
Oh, what a guy. He could still laugh at a time like this.
Look, I know what happened to Buddy Goodrich.
Carl, please, we'd rather hear from somebody who was there.
No, I don't know why this officer attacked me. But my assistant Roger will verify that it was totally unprovoked. And I just want you to know that I don't blame the city or the police department. There's only one person that I hold responsible. One bad apple. One rogue cop. Officer Carl Winslow.
It was you?
You arrested Buddy Goodrich?
Well, yeah.
Way to go, Carl.
You arrested America's favorite dad? How could you do this to me?
To you?
I know you wouldn't have arrested the man unless you had a good reason.
I want to hear this.
Look, I politely asked the man to move his car out of a handicapped spot. But he went crazy. He took a swing at me.
That's it?
That's plenty. Look, just because the man is nice on TV does not mean that he's nice in person.
Dad, you busted the most popular guy in America. I say we move.
Yeah, let's move to Canada.
I'm with you.
All right. I didn't expect the kids to understand, but you understand me, Mama, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I understand. You in a tight spot? And you're choked.
Okay, Mama.
We believe you, Carl. Don't we, Rachel?
Of course we do. Carl, I love you. You're my brother-in-law. Why wouldn't I believe you? Of course, you're not exactly Buddy Goodrich's biggest fan, and maybe you went down there with a chip on your shoulder, but basically, I believe you. More or less.
See the paper?
Does.
Wasn't a very good picture of you, but then it wasn't a real good reason to be in the paper. But hey, front page.
Are we gonna eat soon?
I'll get it.
Hello?
It's Buddy Goodrich.
Is this the Winslow residence?
Yes.
May I come in? Thank you. I'm Buddy Goodrich, and you are?
I'm Harriet Winslow, and these are my children, Eddie, Laura, and Judy Winslow, and that's my mother-in-law, Mrs. Winslow, and I think you know my husband, Carl.
We've met. You have a beautiful family, Carl.
Carl, how can you arrest a man who says you've got a beautiful family?
I just came over to say how sorry I am about what happened. And as a little token of my feelings, I brought some tickets to my show. I'm sorry, Mr. Goodrich, but we can't make it.
Oh, come on, Dan.
Now, if that's what he says, that's the way it goes. Show him respect. He's your father. Thank you, Mr. Goodrich. Thank you. Well, I understand what you're going through right now. And when something like this gets into the press, well, there's no telling how they'll blow it up.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
It's nice to meet you. Again.
You know, I can only imagine how proud you must be of Carl. He has a very... he has a very difficult job, and he does it so well.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say, Mr. Goodrich. Thank you.
Now, I've always said that what separates us from the animals is that we have the ability to settle our differences peacefully. Well, that and we know how to use chopsticks.
He's wonderful.
He kills me.
So, Carl, do you think we could speak privately? It'll just take a minute.
Okay, we can go talk in the kitchen.
Well, hey, woo. Is that good?
Thanks for speaking with me.
Well, I appreciate what you said in front of my family.
It's all true. Carl, look, I'd like to solve our little problem before I leave town. Isn't there something we can do?
Sure. You could tell the truth, plead guilty, and pay your fine.
Yeah, that's an option. Not what I had in mind.
Well, it's the best I can do.
Don't be so hasty. This will be a very tough case for you to win. I know, I date one of the actresses on L.A. Law.
Well, you may be right, Mr. Goodrich, but I know what happened.
Carl, I mean, do you really want to take on America's favorite dad in front of a jury?
Mr. Goodrich, would you get to the bottom line on this?
Okay. I want you to come backstage after my show for a press conference. You change your story, I'll praise you as a dedicated public servant, and we both look good.
I can't do that, Mr. Goodrich. You see, you assaulted a police officer.
But that's not what my assistant is going to say on the witness stand. He'll say that he saw the whole thing and you started it.
Oh, I see. So what you're going to have him do is lie, commit perjury.
Those are such ugly words, Carl. They're true, but still, they're very ugly.
Mr. Goodrich, I think it's time for you to go. I'll see you in court.
Oh, Carl, don't be so short-sighted. Look, I've got an idea. Just pitching here, but what if we do an episode on my show about our little incident, and I hire you as a technical advisor for a fee of $2,000? How's that sound?
Sounds like you're offering me a bribe.
Ooh, bribe. Another ugly word. Carl! I am trying to do you a favor. But what is your problem?
I'll tell you what my problem is, Mr. Goodrich. I can't shave with my eyes closed.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that I have to look at myself every day in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'd like to get this thing over with. But if I gave in to you, I couldn't face myself. I couldn't face my kids either. You see, Mr. Goodrich, I've always tried to teach them right from wrong. I'm a good father and a good cop. I don't back down when I know I'm right. And I don't take bribes from the likes of you. Now get out of my house.
Okay. $3,000.
Get out now.
Okay, but you are making a big mistake. I am going to bury you in court. Hey, everybody! Rachel, right?
Right.
Well, gotta run. Excuse me. It was very nice meeting everyone.
The pleasure was all yours.
That's good. So, well, really, I really do have to run.
Mr. Goodrich, you forgot something. We won't be needing these tickets.
You know...
I sure hope this is the last day of that Goodrich trial. These last couple of weeks have been so tough on Carl.
Yeah, I hate the way he looks in those courtroom sketches.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
oh, what's up?
How did the Goodrich trial go?
It's over. They found him guilty. Goodrich's assistant broke down on the witness stand and told the truth.
No!
Goodrich fired him on the spot.
And then he punched out his lawyer.
Is he going to jail?
No, Mama. He has to pay a big fine and spend 100 hours picking up trash along the interstate.
A big star like that picking up garbage, honey. I love it.
Now, Rachel, that's not nice.
Mama's right, Rachel. We shouldn't take pleasure in someone else's misery. Anybody for a slow drive along the interstate?